It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Healing Fund hit a milestone when it was activated in quick succession over the past few weeks, first for the King Super shooting in Boulder in March and again for a shooting at a Colorado Springs birthday party just days ago. The fund's executive director, Jordan Finnegan, says addressing two events at once is new territory.
It's both really heartbreaking and also just unfathomable that it would be this quick in succession in Colorado. So we've had to sort of figure out quickly how to best accommodate both tragedies at the same time.
The Colorado Healing Fund collects donations for victims following mass shootings. Weld County Sheriff Steve Reeves will honor law enforcement officers who lost their lives in Colorado and around the country in a ceremony tonight in Greeley.
We do the same reading of all those names from every officer in the United States that lost their life, just like they do out in Washington, D.C. So it's a way of bringing that national stage home.
Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams. The pandemic hit first responders hard and almost 400 died across the U.S., which is close to double the number from the year before. Of those, more than half died of COVID-19. In Colorado, three officers died in 2020, one from COVID and two others in the line of duty. Commissioners in El Paso County say they oppose a proposed passenger rail line along the Front Range. They say the long-term costs and ongoing taxes would not be worth it. Amtrak has said it wants to help establish the line, which would run between Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Pueblo, with stops along the way. In Congress, legislation that will be introduced by Colorado lawmakers today would nearly double the funding for wildfire mitigation across the U.S. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The bipartisan bill, sponsored by Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, U.S. Representative Joe Neguse, and Republican congressman from North Dakota, would expand a restoration program run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department chooses projects that reduce wildfire risk and protect natural habitat in both public and private land. The bill authorizes the program and doubles its funding to $90 million annually for the next 10 years. Two projects in Colorado were funded by it in recent years. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
It's warmer across the state today. Around Denver, highs in the 70s this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 68. Pueblo, 75. This is CPR News.